She loved to listen, and she did not fall asleep until he told it all. First, how he slaughtered the Cycnes, then traveled to the fields of lotus eaters, what the Cyclops did, and how he paid him back for ruthlessly eating his men. Then how he reached Aeolus, who welcomed him and helped him. But it was not yet his fate to come back home. A storm snatched him and bore him off across the sea, howling frustration. Then he said he came to Lystragonia, whose people wrecked his fleet and killed his men. And he described the cleverness of Circe and his journey to Hades to consult Tiresias, and how he saw all his dead friends and saw his mother who had loved him as a baby. Then how he heard the sirens' endless voices and reached the wandering rocks and terrible Charybdis, and how he had been the first to get away from Scylla. And he told her of how his crew devoured the sun god's cattle. Zeus roared with smoke and thunder, lightning struck the ship, and all his loyal men were killed. But he survived and drifted to Ogygia. He told her how Calypso trapped him there, inside her hollow cave, and wanted him to be her husband. She took care of him and promised she could set him free from death and time forever. But she never swayed his heart. He suffered terribly for years. And then he reached Phaeacia, where the people looked up to him as if he were a god, and sent him in a ship back home again to his dear Ithaca, with gifts of bronze and gold and piles of clothes. His story ended. Sweet sleep released his heart from all his cares.